This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here, and I want to talk about the concept or something that you can do in your advertising to really differentiate yourself from the competition and warm yourself to your target market. So let's say you've got a gardening business, for instance. Rather than running the typical ads and saying sale or something along those lines, what you might do is you might do a content-based ad. So you could make it look like an editorial, but it doesn't even have to be selling. So it could be something along the lines of, seven things you should do. You should do this winter to grow great veggies, or something like that. And you'll attract people who are interested in vegetables, obviously, with that ad. And then you talk about the different things you can do to grow great vegetables, or the one key tip that will allow you to grow great vegetables. And then people go, what is that one key tip? And then you can talk about that key tip, and you can go into, one of the best things you can do to grow great vegetables is you need to plow the you need to plow the soil. And the importance with the soil is you need to get the soil so it's this much potassium and this much some other mineral and that sort of thing. And you talk about about the soil, and then you refer to that's quite easy to do. All you do is you till your soil, you dig it up, you do this, you do that, you put some water on, and the other thing which is really important for this is getting the right plants. Now, one of the things you may not realize about getting the right plants is that many plants, or many seeds and many vegetable plants are actually loaded with toxins. They come from here, there, and everywhere. And and the downside of this is those toxins go into your food and into your vegetables. At XYZ Plumbing, we're different. We do our vegetables, our plants, we get them from this source, and this is how we get them, and this is where we get them from. And we've got a special sale on for this weekend only. And this weekend only, if you want to get our vegetable, our vegetable plants, you can get them at this price, Saturday, Sunday, here's a few of the deals we've got on, and so on. And you make some really, really good deals. So what you're doing there is you're pulling people in with some great information, that one important thing they can do to get, these great vegetables. And then you're educating, so you're giving rather than taking. And people want to read your ads, they want to know that one tip. And then you're segueing in to a sales pitch, from there, once you've given all of your great tips. So that's something I would encourage you to try, is that type of ad, because I think you'll find if you do it in an editorial style, it will get better readership within publications like newspapers, magazines, and even if you're doing it online. So let's say you have Facebook and you're advertising to gardeners on Facebook ads, seven things you could do this winter, or the one thing you should do this winter to grow better veggies. People click on it, you give the tip, and then you segue into a sales pitch. So it can be done. These concepts apply online and offline. It really doesn't matter. And I encourage you to go out there and implement and focus on giving your wisdom to your clients within your ads so that they don't look hypey, but you're really adding value to your target market.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.